The Mishnah had said that as it relates to the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, Echad HaNichnas LaAzara, the Echad HaNichnas LeToysefes HaAzara. It doesn't matter if the person that's Tame entered the Azara B'Shoigeg for him to trigger the laws of Tumas Mikdash, or if he entered an area that wasn't part of the original Azara, however, it was part of the Toisefes of the Azara. Then too, if he was Tame, with all the variables mentioned up until this point in the Masechta, he would be responsible to bring a carbon oil of a yayret, v'chulu v'chulu. And then the Mishnah digressed a little bit, for lack of a better word, and described how exactly this Toisefes or Azara took place. In other words, there was the original Azara, whose dimensions were designated Hakol B'Ksav B'Yad Hashem Alpi Nevuah, but if at any given time there was a thought that maybe we should be Moisef on the Azara, that was okay. However, there were certain rituals, there was a certain process that had to be followed. And the Mishnah gives us a brief overview. She'ei Moisefin al ho'ir valo Azaris, because if Bezdin wanted to be Moisef on the Azara, and by the way, not only on the Azara, but this applies to being Moisef on the city of Yerushalayim as well, Ela b'melech, v'novi, v'urim v'tumim, v'sanhedrin shal shivim v'echad, Bezdin agadol, u'b'shtei toidois, Ubishir. So in order for there to be a Toisefes in the Azara, and for that matter also a Toisefes in Yerushalayim, all the aforementioned things would have to be necessary. Now, if those things were there, then the Toisefes is a proper Toisefes, and it's considered Azara with the whole Kedushas Azara, and it's subject to the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. If, however, one or some of these prerequisites were not met, then it's not considered the Azara proper, and as a result, it would not be subject to the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And the Gemara, at the latter part of today's daf, got involved in some of the details that were discussed in this Mishnah that are the key ingredients for Beis Din to be able to be Moisef Aloir, and for Beis Din to be Moisef Aloazara. Now, one of the things that were mentioned was Ubishir. There was a niggun. So there was music that was played at the time that we would be Moisef on the ear and we would be Moisef on the Azara. Now the Gemara brought a Braisa, and the Gemara said, what exactly was this niggun? So just the chaz of the Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Shir Shel Toida. There was the Shir of the Toida, which Rashi says is Kapitel Kuf in Tehillim Mizmor L'Soida, and it was done b'ki noyrois u'b'nevolim u'b'tzaltzalim, different types of instruments, al kol pina u'pina v'al kol even gedoyla sheb Yerushalayim. Now, in addition to Mizmor L'Soida, in addition to the Shir Shel Toida, there were other psalms that were recited. V'oimer, they would say, Arei Mimcha Hashem ki dilisani. This is Tehillim Perik Lamed Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis. In addition to that, they would sing the song v'Shir Shel Pig. They would sing the song of Pagam, others would refer to it as the Shir of Nagam. So it's the same niggun. The question is, do we refer to it as the Shir Shal Pagam, or do we refer to it as the Shir Shal Nagam? Now, what was the Shir? So it was Yoisha B'Seser Elyon, says Rashi. It's Kapitel Tzadik Aleph in Tehillim. Now, why would some refer to it as Shir Shal Pagam and others refer to it as Shir Shal Nagam? So the Gemara says, Mandama Dinagam, the Mandama that referred to it as the Shir Shal Nagam, Dichsev, because one of the verses in Yoisha B'Seser Elyon is V'nega Lo Yikrav Ba'alecho. So it's talking about Shmira from Nagam. Manda Amar Pagam, the Mandama that said Pagam, Dichsev, because the Pasuk says, Yipal Mitzidcha Elef, Urivava Miminecha. But the point is, you see that the Pasuk is also talking about Pigayim. What's Pigayim? Rashi says Pigayim are Maziken. But the point is, the Pasuk is talking about different types of bad things. Nigayim, Pigayim, obviously all Me'inyan, Le'inyan, Ba'isa Inyan. Because it talks about Nigayim, so there was a Mandama that would refer to this Nigan as the Shir Shal Nigayim. And because it also talks about Pigayim, there was a Mandama that would refer to it as the Shir Shal Pigayim. Now, did they say the whole Yoisha B'Seser Elyon? So that, the Braisa continues and says no. V'oimer Yoisha B'Seser Elyon Mitzel Shaka Yisloinon Ad Kiyato Hashem Machsi Elyon Samtem Mo'in. It was up until that point. And then they would recite another one of the Psalms. And this is Tehillim Kapitel Gimel. Mizmor L'David Bevarchem Im Neavshalim Benoi Hashem Arabu Tzoroi Ad L'Hashem HaYeshua L'Amcho Birchasech HaSela. We mentioned the Goyen who takes out the words Mizmor L'David Bevarchem Im Neavshalim Benoi. But the bottom line is, this is a slightly longer version of what the Mishnah said in literally one line, or one word. The Mishnah said, "Ubeshir." What was the shir? So we have a braisa that talks a little bit about what the shir was. Now, one of the kapitlach tehillim, one of the shirim, one of the psalms that was recited was Yoshev Beseser Elyon. In fact, the braisa talks a little bit about it. Braisa says some would refer to it as the shir shel negayim, others would refer to it as the shir shel pigayim. We're going to have to, at some point, understand a little bit better what those two things are. But the point is, they're me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa'inyan. They're both bad things. They're both things that we want shmira from. In Kapitel Tzadik Aleph, we talk about shmira from those things. Hence, the two respective names. If you take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maschel, v'shir shel pegon. Rashi says, what was the shir shel pegon? So we quoted this already. Yoshev b'seisr elyon. Then Rashi continues and says, ulefisha amrei Moshe ba'akamas ha'mishkan, being that Moshe Rabbeinu sang the shir shel pegon ba'akamas ha'mishkan, d'chziv, as the pasuk says, v'yavarech oysam Moshe, u'ma birchon, what was the bracha that he gave them? Yehi rotzen shetitra shechina b'maisi yedecha v'inoyim Hashem alikeinu aleinu ma'asi yedeinu koinu aleinu ma'asi yedeinu koinu ne'yo. It's for that reason, says Rashi, this shir was said right now. So the reason we say the shir shel pegayim, some refer to as the shir shel negayim, what we know as Yoshev b'seisr elyon, says Rashi, is because Moshe Rabbeinu himself, ba'akamas ha'mishkan, sang that song, and because Moshe Rabbeinu recited that shir, ba'akamas ha'mishkan, it makes perfect sense that every time we were Moisef on the ear and the azorois, we would go ahead and we would say exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Now Rashi says, where do you find that Moshe Rabbeinu said it? Because the pasuk says, vayivarech oisam Moshe. What was the bracha? The bracha was Vihi Noyim Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Umasi Yedeinu Koinen Aleinu Umasi Yedeinu Koinenel. Now the truth is that what Rashi mentions Bekitzer right here in Shvuas Tezvav Amidbeis, Rashi quotes in his Pirush Al HaTorah in Parsha Shmini. He also quotes it in his Pirush Al HaTorah in Parshas Pekudei. The Makar is a Torah's Kainim. Chazal say it in different places. Just to read it from Rashi and Parsha Shmini. The Pasuk says at the very end of the Yom HaKamas HaMishkan, this is right before the Misa of Nadav Avihu, Vayetzu Vayivarchu Asa'am. So Moshe and Aharon went out, and they gave a bracha to them. Amru says Rashi, what did they say? V'hi noyim Hashem alikeinu aleinu. Yehi rotzoin shetishre shechina b'maisi yadeichem. And then Rashi has a whole arichos that at the time the Eish had not come down yet, and the Yidden were afraid that maybe the shechina wasn't going to be shoira. Why would the shechina not be shoira? Because of the chet ha'egel. And they were so worried. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Yehi rotzoin shetishre shechina b'maisi yadeichem. V'hi noyim Hashem alikeinu b'chu. And as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu says that, all of a sudden they chapped that the shechina was going to be Shaira, and the whole Indian was Mamish Gevaldik. But you see that Moshe Rabbeinu said V'hinoyam, when did he say it? Ba'komas HaMishkan, Zokte Hilgarashi. That's why, when they were Moshe on the air and the Azorois, we would say Yoshe B'Seisr Elyon. Now the truth is, at first glance, this Rashi is a Pella. Why is this Rashi a Pella? Because Rashi is explaining why we say Yoshe B'Seisr Elyon, and he says the reason we say Yoshe B'Seisr Elyon is because Moshe Rabbeinu said V'hinoyam Hashem Alekeinu Aleinu. Now, when we daven, very often V'hinayam comes together. V'hinayam, right? It comes together with Yoshev B'Seisr Elyon. But the truth is, if you ever opened up a Tehillim, V'hinayam Hashem Elokeinu Aleinu Masi Deinu Koinu Aleinu Masi Deinu Koinu Neyu is the last pasuk in Tehillim Kapitel Tzadik. Yoshev B'Seisr Elyon is the first pasuk, or it's of Tehillim Kapitel Tzadik Aleph. Really, it's not the same kapitel. V'hi noyam luchod, and Yoshev b'seisr luchod. Now, it just so happens, sometimes we put them together, most notably on Matzah Shabbos Kodesh. But the point is, it's not the same thing. And the truth is, let's think about this a little bit more. Yoshev b'seisr elyon, the Gemara refers to as the shir shel pegayim, the shir shel negayim. It's a shir that if you go through the psukim, talks about shmira. Right, you have nothing to worry about. Kadosh Baruch Hu has you protected. Sachas kenof of techesa, we say it by levayas. Right, we say it at times when we're worried about mazikin, we're worried about scary, evil things, maybe somehow getting a hold of us. So this is the shir of shmira, shir shel pegayim, shir shel negayim, literally. V'hi noyam Hashem alekeinu aleinu is a bracha. V'hi noyam Hashem alekeinu aleinu. Right? That's a bracha. You're doing something. There's some activity that's taking place. I give you a bracha that it should be a gebench tzach. When Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha about Kamas HaMishkan, Rashi quoting the Torah's Kainim says, what was the bracha? Right? It makes perfect sense. Right? Why does it make perfect sense? Because that's a lashon bracha. L'chayra, Yoshe b'seisar al yoin is not a bracha, and as a result, it's not even mistaber that Moshe Rabbeinu would have said Yoshe b'seisar al yoin. Yet it's mavur in this Rashi, that when Moshe Rabbeinu said the bracha of Vihinoyam, he didn't just say Vihinoyam, he said Vihinoyam and Yoshe b'seisar al yoin, the way we say it on Matzah Shabbos. As I before in Rashi, he said the last pasuk in Kapitel Tzadik, and he said Kapitel Tzadik Aleph, and our Braisa is just chapping on the Yoshe B'Seisr part, but says Rashi, it's almost like Ikar Chasam and Asefer. The Ikar is really the Vihinoyam, because that's the part of the bracha that Chazal talk about in different places, Moshe Rabbeinu said, but Hamia, the way Rashi is mefarish the Gemara, what was the Shir Shal Negaim Shel Shapegaim? It was Vihinoyam, walking into Yoshe B'Seisr Elyon, and the reason the Yidden would say when they were Moshe Falu Ir V'Azaris is for the same reason Moshe Rabbeinu said it Ba'akamas HaMishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu said it Ba'akamas HaMishkan, why? Because Yehiratzon Shetish Reshchina B'Maisa Yedeichem, every single time the Yidden were Moshe Falu Ir V'Azaris, they went and they chazed over the bracha of Moshe Rabbeinu, like we saw in today's daf, V'chein Tasu L'Doiris. It was such a bechina that if Moshe Rabbeinu did it, we're going to do it as well, and that's the reason that all of this is happening. Now, what's the Chiddush and Rashi? The Chiddush and Rashi is that if the reason we're saying this is because Moshe Rabbeinu said it, then just say Vihinoyam. Why are you saying Yoshe B'Seisr Elyon? Abedosh Teitan Rashi. Incidentally, if you take a look at the Bach, in the Zagoyis HaBach, and if you take a look in the Marshal's Hagoyis on the Gemara right here in Chach Meshleima, in the back of your Gemara, the Bach and the Marshal both ask on Rashi, and they both bleib tzarechin, that according to Rashi, that the purpose of the Shir Shal Negaim and the Shir Shal Pegaim is the Vihinoyam. It's to reenact what Moshe Rabbeinu did by Kamas HaMishkan. The white taka did they say Yoshe B'Seisr Elyon? In the words of the Bach, V'teima l'fize loyhoye loyloy ma Yoshe B'Seisr Elo Vihinoyam. Marshal asks the same kasha. It's taka tzorichin. Obiyyech sheyyeh dosh teitin Rashi. That the reason that Yoshe B'Seisr Elyon was recited, it's because it was Vihinoyam, which leads into Yoshe B'Seisr Elyon, and it was really the chazer of what Moshe Rabbeinu had done Ba'akamas HaMishkan. Tosfos, and this is the second Tosfos on the Amid, Tesvav Amid Be'ez, Dibur HaMaskel Ad Ki'ata Hashem Machzi, Tosfos says that the reason that the Yidden, when they were Moshe Falu Irval Azores, would say Yoshe B'Seisr Elyon, some picking it up from the second line in Tosfos, the Mishtoi Ba'oven. The reason is because the Shir Shal Negaim, Shir Shal Pegaim, it talks a little bit about HaKadosh Baruch Hu protecting us from our enemies. And we know that when the Yidden went up to Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Tchilas Bayesheni, there were a lot of tzaras from the Oven. Right, there were the Tzor Yehuda, Binyamin, the Kutin, there were different people that were giving the Yidden a very, very hard time. And it's for that reason they went ahead and they said Yoshe B'Seisr Elyon as some form of protection from the enemies that were coming after them. But being that in the beginning of Bayesheni, they had said this tefillah, and it was a very necessary tefillah because of the fact that there were people that were troublemakers, they were trying to chepesach with the Yidden. So it's for that reason it became a din, l'doiros, that every time moving forward from Bayesheni, if the Yidden were ever going to be moisif al erev arzores, they're worried that maybe all the troublemakers are going to pop out again, right? There's going to be resolutions that are going to be enacted against some sort of occupation or whatever's going on. So the Yidden needed shmira from it, and the shmira is the Shir Shal Pegam, Shir Shal Negaim. In other words, in Tosfos it's mavur that the reason that the Yidden would sing Yoshe B'Seisr Elyon has nothing to do with the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had said Yoshe B'Seisr Elyon Ba'akamas HaMishkan. It's related to what was going on in a geopolitical sense at the time. Think beginning by Yesheni, learn Sefer Ezra v'Nechemya, go through all those psukim, and it's clear there's a lot of tzoris, and there's mazikin, and there's negaim and pegaim, and the Yidden need shmira from that. And being that at that time they needed to say Yoshe B'Seisr Elyon, v'chein tasu l'doiros, it was understood that it's always going to be a risky geshef. Right? Think about the tshuvas from Tzviyash Kalish to the Chassam Soifet to Rabbi Kiveger. Right? What's the Chassam Soifet's big thing when it came to, you know, bringing karbonis b'zman hazeh, which by the way is the topic of tomorrow's daf, Kedush. He said, I hear it's dangerous. You know, as soon as we do that, all the Tzara Yehuda Binyamin are going to come out of their hiding places from underneath their rocks. And they're going to start giving us Tzara all over again. And this was a theme. So if we're going to go now and we're talking to be Moisef Alo Irval Azaris, we need some sort of Shmira. What's the Shmira? Oh, Yoshev Seser Elyon. It's the Shir Shal Negam Shel Shabagah. Now, according to Tosfos, it's Yitachin, they didn't even say Vihinayim. Now, Vihinayim comes together with Yoshev Seser Elyon. But that was up learning. But the Iker for sure is what the Brisa says, which is Yoshev Seser Elyon. Meaning, the Bach, the Marshal, the Matmian Rashi. According to Rashi, why are we even talking about Yoshev Seser Elyon? It's Vihinayim. That's what it sounds like the Bracha Moshe Rabbeinu gave was. According to Tosfos, now, of course, we're talking about Yoshev Seser Elyon. That's the Shmira. That's the Shir Shal Negam. That's the Shir Shal Pagam. What about Vihinayim? Who said anything about Vinayim? Vinayim is in the end of Kapitel Tzadik. We're talking about Kapitel Tzadik Aleph. And by the way, even though Vinayim, Yosef, and Seser come together a lot, but they also don't come together a lot. So, Lav Dafka, they even said Vinayim. Abahamiya, just to learn the Gemara, Machlekes Rashi Tosfos, why exactly the Yidden, when they were Moisef Alo Irvalo Azaros, would say the Shir Shal Pigam, the Shir Shal Nagam, what we know as Yosef Seser Elyon. According to Rashi, it's Lafisha Amrei Moshe Ba'akamas HaMishkan. According to Tosfos, it's the Mishtoi Ba'ovim Shahoyu Mitziru Lehem B'Shas HaBinyan. According to Rashi, the Heftza of Yosef Seser Elyon was coming to give Bracha. It's a Shir Shal Bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu said it Ba'akamas HaMishkan, and that's why we're saying it now, because this is a reenaction of Ba'akamas HaMishkan. We're being Moshe We're doing essentially what Moshe Rabbeinu did on some form and diluted basis. According to Tosfos, it's because Yosef Seser Elyon is the shear of Shmira min Anagam and Apgam, and this is something Bezman Bayesheni ve'elach the Yidden always needed. So just one ha'ara, and that is, so Moshe Rabbeinu said Vihinoyam, Moshe Rabbeinu said Yosef Seser Elyon, and the truth is, we didn't read the end of Rashi, Dibra Maskel Vashir Shal Pagan. But Rashi, when he fears Ois, Rashi says that as it relates to Vihinoyam and Yosef Beseser, Vahu me echad osar mizmoirim sha'amma Moshe Beseser Tehillim, mitfilo le Moshe ad soif mizmo le Saida. So we know, and it's a Gemara in the first paragraph of Masechtas Bava Basra, that David HaMelech, although he's the one that's credited with being the author of Sefer Tehillim, but the Gemara says there were really many contributors. In fact, the Gemara lists 10 people, 10 tzaddikim, that contributed to the writing of Tehillim. And one of those tzaddikim is none other than Moshe Rabbeinu. In fact, one of the kapitel in Tehillim is Tefillah LeMoshe, right? Tefillah LeMoshe, that's kapitel tzaddik. That's what is the beginning of the kapitel that ends Vihinayim. But the point is, there's a kapitel Tefillah LeMoshe. And really, from kapitel tzaddik Tefillah LeMoshe until the end of kapitel kuf, which is Mizmor L'Sayda, which we say every morning in Pesukei Dezimra, all 11 of those kapitel were said by Moshe Rabbeinu. So we know that Vihinayim, we know that Yosef B'Seser, it's a Tefillah Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, if somebody would ask, when did Moshe Rabbeinu say this Tefillah? Okay, so you don't have to know the answer. I don't know, it's Tefillah LeMoshe. We have a Messiah, it came from Moshe Rabbeinu Gevaldik. But we know the answer. It's a Rashi and Chumash in two places. Parsha Shmini, Parsha Pekudei. It's also a Rashi here in Shfuas Tesvav Amid Beis. It's Behakomas HaMishkan. Behakomas HaMishkan, Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael a bracha, Yirotzin Shetitcho Shechina B'maisi Yadeichem. What was the bracha? So if you look at the Rashis and the Teres Kayanim in Chumash, you would think it was Vihinayam. In this Rashi, it's Mavur more than that. It was Vihinayam, and it was also Yosef B'Seser Elyon. But the truth is, there's a Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah is in Parshas Nasai, it's Yud Beis Gimel, and it's also in Medrash Shechatov, which by the way is like the equivalent of Medrash Rabbah on Sefer Tehillim. It's in Medrash Shechatov on Kapitel Tzadik Aleph, on the Kapitel of Yosef Seser Elyon. In both places, it's very much Barichos, just to mention the first few lines, and that is, Oymar Lashem Machsi, right? This is how Yosef Seser Elyon begins. So who's talking? Moshe Rabbeinu's talking. He's the Oymar Lashem Machsi, right? I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Machsi, you are my protector. I put my trust in you. Soktim Edrash, Shir Zer Shal Pigam, Amma Moshe B'Shosh Hayo Oylu Lahar. This Shir Shal Pigam, Moshe Rabbeinu said when he was ascending the mountain. Shoye Misyore Min HaMazikin. So after Kabbalah Satayra, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shamayim, right? Or even before Kabbalah Satayra, to be Mekabel the Torah. Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he was afraid of the Mazikin. Mahu Omer. So what did he say? Omer Lashem Machsi Umtsudasi. And then it's pages of Medrash that go on literally chapter and verse of Yoshev Seser Elyon and explains it in light of this is Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah when he's going up to be Mekabel the Torah. And why is he saying this tefillah? Shoyim Mesiyar Men HaMazikin, because he was worried at the time of the Mazikin. And this is Dr. Shir Shal Pigaim, so it makes perfect sense that this would be the tefillah that he would say. So Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Mekabel the Torah, and he's worried about the Mazik. Who the Mazikin? Then the Malachim. And by the way, we know the Gemara, right? This is Mamish Dover B'Itay Ma'atay, but we know the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, B'Shosha Olam Moshe L'Amarim. So the Malachi Ashnori said, Malu Yilud Isha Beinenu, Achoyz B'Chisei Kvoy Deva Neilem Tshuva, and the whole Shakla V'Tayya between the Malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? It says, Anoichi Hashem Alekecha Asher Yitzei Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Were you in Mitzrayim? But the Malachim gave Moshe Rabbeinu a very, very hard time. At the end, they came around. They even gave him matanos. Even the Malachamavis gave him a matana, right? The side of Ketiris. But the bottom line is that Moshe Rabbeinu knew that what he was doing was a very dangerous mission. And he was Misyore Min HaMazikin. So what did he do? He said, Yoshev Eseser Elyon, which is the Shir Shal Pagam. It's the Shir Shal Nagam. Like this, he would have a Shmira. Now, it's Gevaldik. We know Moshe Rabbeinu is the Mechaber of Yoshev Eseser Elyon. It's part of the 11 Mizmairim, starting from Kapitel Tzadik, which is Tefillah L'Moshe. But over here, we're tracing the origin of this Tefillah prior to HaKamas HaMishkan. Because Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Har before he built the Mishkan. So really, Moshe Rabbeinu said this Tefillah Nachfriya. He said it when he went up to the mountain. In other words, we have two times, L'Chaira, that Moshe Rabbeinu said this Tefillah L'Moshe of Yoshev Eseser Elyon. Number one, when he went up to the mountain, he was Mesiyarim and Amazikin, so he said this tefillah. And the second time was, which Rashi says is not only Vihinayam, but he said Yoshev Eseser Elyon. I saw Dover Nifla, and this is Veruyin Advarim Lamisha Amram in the Megadim Chadashim, and it's in Parshas Kisisa. Periklamet Beis Pasuk Tezvav. It's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu who's going up to the mountain. He's descending from the mountain. So middle of the shtickle, he quotes Rabbeinu Bechaya. That's mamish on our Gemara. It's kedai to mention it. Rabbeinu Bechaya is in Parshas Nasa. It's Perek Zayin Pasuk Aleph. So it's the middle of a long piece. He says like this: V'chein hiskiru betchilas masechta shvuas ein moisifan alu irva lazaros elab hamelach v'navi v'koyim v'sanhedrin shoshav v'echad v'rum v'tumish deitoydes v'shir v'chein amra akasa v'asuli mikdash kloy merke be'inyan zesh kol dvarim elu hoye b'mei Moshe v'chein tasu l'dayres. Mamash arsu. You say everything that happened b'mei Moshe, this is the way it should be l'dayres. V'ashir, what was the shir? Right, the Mishnah said shir. The Rabbeinu Bechaya just quoted the Mishnah. So what's the shir? Who shir shall pigayim? It's the shir shall pigayim. Zeu shall hayu oimrim oisei birushalayim lahogein min amazikin. The way Tosfos learns in our sugya, kishem shall amroim Moshe bahar b'maisa hamishkan. Like Moshe Rabbeinu said bahar on the mountain b'maisa hamishkan. So Rav David Yoel Weiss, middle of the shikli, he brings Rabbeinu Bechaya. He says, I don't know how to read Rabbeinu Bechaya. Kishem shall amroim Moshe bahar. B'maisa Mishkan, right? We're missing a vowel. We're missing something. On the mountain by the Maisa Mishkan, the Har was Luchud and the Maisa Mishkan was Luchud. So he says, Lulei de Mistafina, I think there's a tois in the Geris Rabbeinu Bechai. I think we have to add a Vav. It's Pasha Luchai. Kishem Shamru Moshe Bahar, Ubimaisa Mishkan. I have the new fancy Rabbeinu Bechai, no one's more this. But the bottom line is, Luchair is Gerecht. What does it mean, Bahar B'maisa Mishkan? It's a Medrash Pliya. Two separate things that happen in completely different times. The Teretz is, it's Behar u'b'maisa mishkan. Behar, we know Moshe Rabbeinu said, Yoshev Eseser Elyon, that's this, Medrash Shoichetoy, Kapitel Tzadik Aleph, it's Bamidbar Rabbah, Yud Beis Gimel, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Misyar Min HaMazikin, so he went ahead and he said, Yoshev Eseser Elyon, and we know about Maisa mishkan, that's Rashi Chumash, that's the Teretz Kayanim, V'hinoyim Hashem Alekeinu, which is not just V'hinoyim, Beinu Bechai is learning like Rashi, it's also Yoshev Eseser Elyon, right? It's before Rabbeinu Bechai, as I Rashi. But the point is that there were two times that Moshe Rabbeinu said V'hinayim. Here's the punchline. There were two times that Moshe Rabbeinu said this tefillah. He said it Bahar and he said it B'hakamas HaMishkan. L'chayra, the two times that Moshe Rabbeinu said it were for different reasons, right? Bahar, when Moshe Rabbeinu said Yoshev Eseser, he said it Shayim Mitzyarim and Amazikin. He was saying it for Shmira. When Moshe Rabbeinu said Yoshev Eseser Elyon, Ba'komas HaMishkan, what was the purpose of saying Yoshev Eseser Elyon? It was a bracha, Vayivarech Oysa Moshe, Yehiratzen Shetish Shechina B'maisa Yedechem. L'chayra, the objective of the two recitals of Yosef B'Seisrael were not the same. One is, I'm scared. I'm mamish afraid. I need a shmiru. So what's my shmiru? Yosef B'Seisrael mitzel shaka yisloimen. Right? Mamish, levaya vibes. That's mamish what's going on over here. But I've been shmiru from all the mazikim, all the pekam, and all the negam. And that's what's going on. When he did it by Komas HaMishkan, the kivun was something completely different. The kivun was, I want to give you a bracha. I want to bench you. And the bracha is which leads in, you have to know why, Tema Freik Dabach, but it leads into Yosef B'Seisrael. But Al-Koponim, Moshe Rabbeinu said Yosef B'Seisrael twice, and the two times he said it for two different objectives. One, the objective was the bracha, the other one, the objective was the shmira. In other words, to say this a little briskish, shteita, as in the tefillah from Yosef B'Seisrael is dot zvei dinim. Yosef B'Seisrael mitzad echad is shmira min amazikin, Yosef B'Seisrael mitzad shem is bracha. L'chayr the machleikas Rashi and Tosfos and our sugi here Shvuas Tesvava Mebeis. Why when they were Moisef on the Irin Dazoris they would say Yosef Eseser Elyoy? Rashi said it was bracha. Tosfos says it was shmir min amazikin. Otu, these are the two dinim that you find when it comes to Yosef Eseser Elyoy. Moshe Alein said it twice for two different kivunim. Right now we know you're supposed to say this year and we say Tfilah L'Moshe Mamish. But the question is which Nusach, or which dogush of the tefillah? Is it the geder of Yosef B'Seisrael, the way Moshe Rabbeinu said, B'yem HaKomas HaMishkan, with the chavtza of it is bracha, yiras and shetish v'shchina b'mayis yedeichem, or this is not a proactive move, this is not a positive move, faker, it's a defensive move, right? It's just shmira, I need some form of security. It's like a security detail. That's mamash what's going on. We have bodyguards all over the place now. Why? Because you're saying this kapitel of Yosef B'Seisrael, which was the bechina of Moshe Rabbeinu's reciting it, ba'loi Rabbeinu Bechaya says it was Baharu b'maisa mishka. The two times that you find Moshe Rabbeinu saying Yosef B'Seisrael Yoin, one it's shmiru min amazikin, the other one it's bracha. That's machlokes Rashi Tosfos over here. Again, it just riches our understanding, I think, of the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says it was bechavta bracha. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha, so we're going to go ahead now and we're going to give a bracha as well, because v'hinoyam Yosef B'Seisrael Yoin is a chavta of bracha. Whereas Tosfos says, no, in the beginning of Bayesheni, we needed Shmira. And what we're going to do now is, because this is dangerous times. So every time the Yinim would be Moisef Aleir Ba'azaris, there's a precedent for what Ezra and Nechemya did. We're going to go ahead and we're going to sing Yosef B'Seisrael Elyon Al Shmira, which is something that Moshe Rabbeinu had done as well. But Loisa Lahar, you find two dinim, two bechinas in Yosef B'Seisrael Elyon, that's what's going on here as it relates to this Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. But just to add one knech, and that is, so we say Yosef B'Seisrael Yoin in davening and different times, right, throughout the year. Most notably, a Matzah Shabbos. Matzah Shabbos, we say V'hinayam, which leads into Yosef B'Seisrael Yoin, which leads into V'ata Kaddish. The Makar to this is the tour. It's a tour in Erechaim, it's in Simen Reish Tzadik Aleph, it's at the middle of Hilcha Shabbos, when the tour is already talking about different dinim related to Matzah Shabbos. The tour says as follows, V'noyagin loymar V'hinayam. The minig is to say v'hinayam, l'fisha hu mizmar shal bracha. And the reason is because v'hinayam is a mizmar of bracha. Shabai birech Moshe Rabbeinu liYisrael b'shosh esaimu melechas hamishkan. Because that was the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisrael when they finished melechas hamishkan. V'noyagin lichbo pasuk erich yom emasbiyehu. And we go all the way through Yosef B'Seisrael. Again, it's mavur that this was all part of the bracha. And we're koyful the last pasuk of erich yom emasbiyehu. Shalidei kein nishlam Hashem ayoytzem imenu, based on some Kabbalistic reason that the Magen Avram brings, but the bottom line is that, says the Torah, the minig is to say v'hinayam, and Yosef B'Seisrael, why? What's the pshan in it? L'fisha hu mizmer shal bracha, shaboy birech Moshe Rabbeinu liYisrael b'shosh ha'saimu malach ha'mishkan. The truth is, if you look at the end of Simen Reish Tzadikei, the last line of the Torah, v'noyagin loymer psukim shal bracha. The minig is that on Matzah Shabbos we say psukim of bracha. K'goyin yiftach Hashem l'chos, etzarei atoiv, k'dei sheyizborchu b'maisi yedeim. And really, there's a lot of things that we do on Matzah Shabbos. Right, when you make avdolah, supposed to be Ushaftamayim Besasan, you overflow the kois a little bit. Right, Hine Kel Yeshuasi, Eftach Vleyevchot. There's a lot of gefil on Matzah Shabbos, right? God for Avram, Amazel Tegevach, etc., etc. Because there's a Simon Milsi that plays itself out at the beginning of the week. Right? Just like at the beginning of the year, Betchilas Hashanah, there's an Indian of Simon Milsi. Really, on Matzah Shabbos, if you learn halacha, a lot of things that we do, we're taka doing for that reason. That's what it's related to. And most notably, says the Torah V'hinayam. it's a bracha. We want to start the week. It's mamish the way we start. You finish my nets, v'hinoyim. That's the first thing that you do. You mefank tam et bracha. But what's the inyan of saying v'hinoyim? Yoishim b'say Yisrael yoyim. L'fishu mizmei shal bracha shabayi birach moish rabbeinu liyisrael b'shosh esayim v'malach samishkan. I saw the Rokeach, one of the Rishonim, in his Pirush on Tefillah. So we know that there are certain Rishonim that wrote Pirushim on Tefillah, the Avodram, the Riben Yakar. One of the most, the Ravan, one of the most notable ones is the Rekeach, Ki Yedua. So the Rekeach is on his Pirush on Yoishev et Seisar El Yoin, and this is in Psukei de Zimra on Shabbos Shachris. So middle of the piece, he says as follows, Yesh Oimrim, there are some that say, Masha Koiflam Oirech Yom Masbiyeyo. The reason when you say, Vihinoyam and Yoishev et Seisar, you double the last pasuk. You say Oirech Yomim twice, Lahashlam Kuflam et Tevois, Shebe Vihinoyam. Because if you're going to count from the Hinoyam, and you're going to go through Yoishev et Seisar El Yoin, and you're going to repeat Oirech Yomim Asbiyeyu Vareyu B'Shuasi a second time, you're going to end up with 103 words. Now, the truth is, if you count, it's not 130, it's actually 129. Magen Avram already asks this kasha, Ayin Shom. But the bottom line is that you're going to end up with 130, says the Rekech. What's the significance? Shehem kineged kuflam et shonim, shehoya adam arishin parish mi ishtai. It's kineged 130 years that adam arishin separated from his wife, vayim moilid ruchin velilin v'shidim. And he, during that time, he was moilid ruchin lilim and shedim, lakach tiknu l'koifle l'hashom kuflam et tevois, ulahage mimasha hoilid adam arishin b'toich kuflam et shon. So the reason we are koifle l'orich yom masbiyeyu, it's to come to 130 words. And what's the significance of 130 words? It's mechuvin to the 130 years that Adam Arishim was perished me'ishtai, and during that time he was moivid ruchim lilin and shedim. And the way we're going to protect ourselves from that, says the Rekeach, is going to be by saying v'hinoyam yoishev b'seiser, and then saying oirech yomim not one time, but saying it tzimtzveitama. Now, what's the rest of the story? The rest of the story is a Gemara in Erevin, daf yudches amabez. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah ben Elazar, kol oisin hashanim shayadam oirishim bin nidoy. So we know that after Adam Arishin ate from the Eitz Hadas, he did tshuva. And how long was his tshuva? So if you learn the Gemara in Erevin, it sounds like it was 130 years. But we said over from the Ramami Pano, it was really 930 years, the gematria of Tainus, etc., etc. Not for now. But the bottom line is that the Iker Tshuva, right, the Tshuva Chamura of Adam Arisha was 130 years. And during those 130 years, he was Pirish Meishtai, stating that the Gemara says something that's way above our pay grade, something frightening. During those 130 years, he was Moilid Ruchin, these are like these bad spirits, the Shaden, demons, the Lilin, some forms of Mazikin. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Vayichi Adam, when Adam Arishim was 130 years old, Vayoilet Bidmusai Kitzalma, says the Gemara, Michlal, the Ad Ha'idna, he was Moilet, Abelav Kitzalma Yoilet. It was from this point forward, he would be Moilet Kidmusai Kitzalma. But it's a Gemara. For 130 years, Adam Arishim was Moilet, Ruchin, Shaden, and Lilim. Being that during those 130 years, Adam Arishim was Moilet all these demons, that's why we say Vihinoyam. Yoishev b'seiser, and we say Oirech Yomim twice, right? Amatz Shabbos. The reason is to come to 130 words. If you count it, it's only 129. I'm Magen Avraham and Simin Reish Sadekei. But the bottom line is to get to 130 to go connect this. Now, this is a little bit of a Medrash Pliya, which is fine. I mean, this whole Indian is above our pay grade. But the truth is, the rest of the story is Mavur in the Tzroi Hamar. The Tzroi Hamar, Rabbi Avram Saba, one of the Magur Shei Sfard, and this is in his Pirush al HaTorah. It's in Parshas Bereishis on the Pasuk Vayichulu Hashemayim Va'aretz. So he doesn't quote the Rekeach, but he goes Al Pi Darkech Al Rekeach, and he says like this. He says that on Shabbos, all the Shadim, all the Mazikim, all the Pgam, and all the Negam, they have no Shlit on the world. They have no shlita on the world, right? We say it a little bit in Kegavna Raza, the Shabbos, right? The Zohar says, V'lei shultana ila, right? Bar mina, the only koyach in the world, even Gehenna Meshoyves, all the Nezikin, all of these things, they're added up. The Arbavis Nezikin are not part of the equation. And the Tzorama brings from Zohar that they go to a Makam Choshech and they're hidden. And then what happens? Kum Shabbos. And Shabbos comes to a conclusion. And now it's Matzah Shabbos. Now all of a sudden, all the Mazikim, all the Pekam, all the Negam, they come out from where they were hiding. And all of a sudden, they have the ability to be shaylit. But you know what happened? They just starved, right? Think of ourselves after a tainus. You're hungry, you need a coffee, you have a headache. You mamish, you need to put something in your mouth. And the mazikin are coming now, mamish, guns blazing. They're coming with a vengeance. So you know what happens? We need a special shmira on Matzah Shabbos from the mazikin. That's what's going on in the world, right? We don't see it. But in the world of pnimius, that's what's happening. Right? Matzah Shabbos, all of a sudden, all the mazikin, all the ruchin, the shedim, and the lilim, all of a sudden they have an ability to be shoylet. So says the Tzrei Hamar. So what we do is we say a tefillah, a shmira min apkam min anagot. And what's that shmira, says the Tzrei Hamar? It's Yoshe b'sei Yisrael yom b'tzal shaka yisloina. But when we say Yoshe b'sei Yisrael yom, we want a symbolism of kuf lamed. Why kuf lamed? He said, because most of the shedim, the ruchim, and the lilim that exist in the world today came from Adam HaRishon's 130 years. Now we know Chazal say that Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashes, the Shedim were born. So not all of them came from Adam HaRishon. But Al Kapanim, most of them came from Adam HaRishon, and that happened during the Kuf Lamed Shanim. So there's some, again, this is above our pay grade, Kuf Lamed Tevis, to go ahead and to counteract that. But the bottom line is, I think this is a Dover Nifla. It's Mavur in the Rishayim, two different reasons why we say, V'hinayam Yoshev Esei Soyam Matzah Shabbos. The Torah said, the Torah. It's because of a bracha, because we want it to be a gebench tavach. And because we want it to be a gebench tavach, so it's for that reason we say, v'inoyam, we say, Yoshev v'sei Yisrael yon. In Rekeach, and in other Rishonim, it's Mavur, then no, this is the Shir Shal Pigayim, it's the Shir Shal Negayim. The reason we're saying it is for Shmir, Menam Azik, why Matzah Shabbos? Oh, Ayin Tzrar Amari says, Dvorim Nifla Mamash. I Mamash went through the short version of it. Ayin Shom, he says more beautiful things. But the bottom line is, it's Mavur, two different timeim, why we would say Yoshev v'sei Yisrael yom Matzah Shabbos. Other alts bracha, other alts shmir men amazikin. What are these two timing? It's mamish the two dinim. Moshe Rabbeinu said Yoshev v'sei Yisrael yom twice. Could be more, but what we're aware of is twice. One time was Baloisei Lahar. The second time was Ba'komas HaMishkan. When he said it Baloisei Lahar, it was I'm afraid of the mazikin. When he said it by the Mishkan, it was a bracha. Vayivarech Oysam, the pasuk says. Yehirat Tzayin Shetishra Shechina B'maisi Yedeich. We have a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos. When the Yidin, when they were and they would say the Shir Shal Negam, Shir Shal Pagam. What was the Doggish? Rashi says the Doggish was the Bracha. Right? The Doggish was the Bracha. Adkidei Kach, the Bach and the Marshal says, I don't even know why they said Yoshev v'sei Yisrael yom. If you're giving a Bracha, give a Bracha. Right? That's all V'inayim is a Bracha. Why are you even saying Yoshev v'sei Yisrael? Good. It's a Kasha. The Kadmoyna Bleib Tzorachim. Oh, but Dosh Teitan Rashi. We found the Rabbeinu Bechai as well. Oh, but the bottom line is Dosh Teitan Rashi. He says, no. It was Shmir Menam Azikin. Meaning, it was not out the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu said Yoshev v'sei Yisrael yom ba'komas ha'mishkan. It was also the reason that Moshe Rabbeinu said Yoshev v'sei Yisrael yom ba'loisei lahar. And us, Klal Yisrael, adayim hazeh, when we have a minig that we say Yoshev v'sei Yisrael yom with v'hinoyam and oirich yomim tzintzveitam ala matzah Shabbos, we have here a machlokes rishonim, machlokes the Torah and the Rekech. Which nekuda is it? Is it alz bracha or is it alz shmir min amazikin? Now, to be clear, the two things are related to each other. Obviously, bracha shmir min amazikin is all me'inyan le'inyan ba'oisei'inyan. But what's the dogush? What's the din? It's a bracha or it's a shmira? What's going on over here? We're playing offense or we're playing defense? We're trying to bestow blessing, bestow bracha. We're just trying to protect ourselves from some sort of mazikin. Moshe Rabbeinu alein. The two times he said it seemed to go with these two different lines, manifesting itself in Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos Shulchan Aruch as well. And really, for two different taimei haminhagim, for why it is we do what we do on Mitzvah Shabbos.